Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and we're in San Diego at the WSIA conference. I'm speaking today with Scott Smidlin. Scott is the head of energy practice at HSB. Scott, so glad you could join us today.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So, Scott, what are some of the upcoming trends that you're seeing in the energy space from the transition to clean and renewable energies?
Great question. So in 2024, I think we saw a big influx of battery storage and solar coming on to the grid. In 2025, I think we're expecting to see kind of an influx of hydrogen. Hydrogen has been a longstanding energy source, but the pricing has never made it make sense. But fortunately, with the influx of renewable energy as a power source, it's made it to where hydrogen now is starting to become a viable energy source going forward. So that's exciting. And then secondarily, I think the influx of domestic manufacturing for renewable energy components, whether it's solar panels, solar components, battery storage, and batteries in the States, we're going to see a lot of factories opening up over the next 12 months. And I think that's going to open up a lot of opportunities and kind of help ease the supply chain tension we currently have in the renewable energy space.
So let's talk about some of those opportunities. How is the insurance industry going to address all this transition?
Well, we've been doing a pretty good job up to now, I think. We're trying to stay flexible and lighten our feet, so to speak, because it's a very new kind of evolving industry, right? A lot of challenges and trends as we're going through. But we're staying creative. We're keeping open minds, right? We're understanding that things like policy language, we can't rely on old policy forms and standard property forms. We're having to manuscript and come up with some new solutions, working with broking partners and clients to make sure. Likewise, with exposures, we're constantly having to go back and make sure that the exposures that we have on paper when we're putting these policies together and rating them up and the premiums up are still accurate and still reflect the actual exposure that those clients are facing today. Because again, things are consistently changing and evolving, and I don't expect that to change anytime soon.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What are some of the risks that people might be surprised to hear about when it comes to green and renewable energy?
Yeah, I think the one that gets all the headlines, of course, is cat exposure, right? You think of solar farms, you think of those images of the solar farms getting damaged and ruined by hailstorms. And of course, that is a concern and something that we're always thinking top of mind. But I think the other one that people often don't think as much about is the reality of business interruption exposure or delay in startup exposure, the loss of income of a project's delayed for losing a significant component of the project. The reality is the supply chain in this part of the economy is very constrained. There's not that many suppliers of critical components like transformers, which every project pretty much has to have a transformer to get off the ground. And the reality is there's not that many suppliers. So right now we're looking at backlogs of 18 to 24 months to get a new one if you lost one unexpectedly. So that's something that we keep a very close eye on because it's a big concern for us. If a project is being built, the transformer gets lost at some point in time, we could be looking at a 24-month delay in startup exposure, which is huge, right? And the project may not have thought about that exposure from the front end. So it's a question we're consistently asking all of our insureds to make sure they're aware of what their exposures are.
Something else I have to imagine you're keeping an eye on is the economy in general. We had a half-point interest cut the other day. How are things like that going to impact renewable and green projects?
Of course, the economy is a huge driver of the renewable energy industry. The reality is most of these projects are being privately financed. There's very close ties there with the financial world. I think one of the areas of the economy that thankfully has gotten a little bit better, but definitely had a huge bump over the past several years, is inflation, right? Inflation impacted renewable energy just as much as it did to everyone else. And the problem with that is projects that were penciled out and, you know, the financing was done 3 or 4 years ago on numbers that are now 3 or 4 years old. When you look at those projects and bring the prices of those projects up to current day, they don't pencil out anymore. And that's a problem, especially on the insurance side. And so it's something, again, we're very careful of and making sure that the numbers we're getting and we're using reflect that, because the time you don't want to find out that the project is now 2 times more valuable than it was a year ago is when you have to deal with a loss.
I got to ask, is underwriting a challenge then?
Yes, yes, very much so. You know, again, it's the constant balance of spending time doing our research and development, making sure you're understanding things. My underwriters are constantly having to learn new technologies or new exposures that they weren't aware of because they didn't exist 18, 24 months ago, right? So, but that's what makes it fun, candidly, and why I think everyone that's in the space loves it is because every day you get to wake up to face a new challenge head on, which is really fun.
It's got to be exciting, everything new that's breaking right now.
Yes, yes, very much so. It's fun to be on the front end of the public eye as well, which is not something insurers usually get to say, so it's exciting to be there.
Scott, pleasure speaking with you.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
That was Scott Smidlin, head of energy practice at HSB, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.